Kevin Hagan with us, presented by Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. Coffee and tea, many flavors, many more on the way. Delicious. Go to that site, soulstreetcoffee.com, and order today. Kevin Hagan with us, but he's north. He went up north. He is in the NYC, New York City, if you don't know your acronyms. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, Bill, from the heart of the greatest city on the planet, New York City. I absolutely love this place. Love it every time I'm here. Honestly, never really wanted to leave. The reality is, Bill, I would live here in a heartbeat.
I tell you what, that city, you better be ready to get moving. There's no sitting around in that city, is there?
No, you've got to be on the go. It keeps you on your toes. You've got to be fit, you know, because you're hopping around the city, riding the subways. There's just everything about New York I absolutely love and totally embrace the city. My grandfather lived here, so it's in my blood. I just love everything about New York City, Bill. And I have the honor of having a VIP lunch today with Danny. The Michigan fan, NYPD policeman. We're going to head down 44th Street today and have lunch today, and I'm honored to get to spend lunch with him and talk some blue blood college football here in the NYC.
I was going to ask you about that when you were going to meet up with Danny. Danny does the overnight shift right there in the heart of the city, so you're going to meet him today. Nice.
Yeah, we're going to meet here at 11 a.m. We're going to an Italian restaurant called Carmine's here on 44th Street. So looking forward to that and visiting with him and having an Alabama-Michigan summit, two blue blood programs, and talking about the upcoming season.
You could talk about that. Was that the Orange Bowl, the Tom Brady versus Mike DuBose game? That it was actually a really good game. And Michigan ended up winning it. Didn't they go to overtime or something? I don't remember that, but I was out in Phoenix watching the game.
That one out, Bill. Alabama was doing really well at halftime, and Michigan switched quarterbacks and brought in some guy named Tom Brady, which kind of makes it feel better now as we've moved further away from the pain of that bowl loss. Now I just look at it and say, oh, we lost to Tom Brady. A lot of people lose to Tom Brady, but yeah, it was a painful ending to a great Mike DuBose's signature season. Let's be honest, back in, what was that, 1999, seems like forever ago. But you sleep a little better when you can say, yeah, Tom Brady beat us that night in Miami.
Yeah, if you're going to go down, that's probably the guy to go down to, right?
Yeah, the matchup of Tom Brady versus Mike DuBose is kind of a mismatch, Bill. Not in our favor.
Kevin Hagan with us. You've been in New York. You've been there enough to where you know your way around, right?
I'm very, very comfortable in the city. I feel completely safe in the city, day, night, hop on the subway and go. I tell people you either love New York or you hate New York, but as I was talking to Charlie, of course, this is his hometown before we got on, there's a lot of stereotypes about this city. The people here are really great. Yeah, I mean, they're all business or whatever, but if you haven't been here, you really need to come. Don't let the stereotypes keep you away. And if you're not no matter what you like, for instance, we went to Yankee Stadium last night again. The Yankees won last night. Tonight we're going to a play in a theater. I mean, there's 1,000 great restaurants here, no matter what your interests are. I mean, you could spend, and there's, 120 museums in this city? I mean, there's no lack of something to do, and it really is the city that never sleeps at night. As you can see, man, it's in my blood, and I just passionately love New York City. I love being here, and every time I'm here, I tell my wife, I'm not going back, and I probably wouldn't if it wasn't for my granddaughter waiting for me back home.
Kevin Hagan here. Okay, Alabama's day is today at the SEC Media Days down in Hoover, Alabama, Birmingham. What do you think Nick's going to say?
Well, Coach Saban's going to be there. He's brought Jerry Jeudy, Dylan Moses, and Tua Tagovailoa with him. And he's going to get the same questions. I always love these stupid questions that he gets from the national media that aren't used to covering the team. I'm sure he'll have to deal with some Clemson hangover questions. I'm sure he'll get umpteen questions about how he thinks Jalen Hurts is going to do as quarterback for Oklahoma this year. But when we get down to talking about the actual season, I'm sure that just how you've turned the page from that loss to Clemson. season, and Coach Saban, you know, wanting to talk about putting that behind them. Poor Tua Tagovailoa, that young man is just going to get wore out today on Media Row. Of course, we're all assuming that Coach Saban gets some love. I mean, he is going up against Chad Morris, so hopefully some of the people will peel off from the Chad Morris entourage and, you know, give a little love to Coach Saban.
I hear you. Oh, it's going to be crazy. I am so glad I'm not anywhere near the lobby of the Winfrey Hotel. The Alabama fan throng will be thickening. You won't be able to breathe. It'll be so deep today.
It is. It is. And one of the things about the SEC media days that I really kind of hate, I mean, if you're not an Alabama fan, the Alabama fatigue right now from SEC media days must just really drive you crazy, because it really doesn't matter who you are. It seems like inevitably they're talking about Coach Saban and Alabama. And I understand that fans of other SEC programs are sick and tired of hearing about the nonstop Nick Saban this and Nick Saban that for Alabama. But, you know, the only way to change that is for somebody else to step up and take command in the program. But yeah, Coach Saban, I can honestly tell you this is not one of his favorite couple of hours that he has to spend in the summer.
Anything on the horizon or looming in recruiting?
You know, the big thing coming up for Alabama is on Saturday, July 27th, they're going to have their second summer cookout. It'll be interesting to see who comes in. I think there's a really good chance that Zachary Evans, the running back out of North Shore, Texas, will show up at that. Alabama probably going to pick up a commitment tomorrow. Christian Story, the athlete out of Lynette, Alabama. He's a four-star. He's going to be choosing between the Crimson Tide and the Texas A&M Aggies. I would be surprised if Christian Story doesn't choose Alabama tomorrow, but just keep your eyes out on that cookout. See who shows up. There could be some significant surprise athletes who happen to find their way to Tuscaloosa on the 27th for hot dogs and hamburgers with Coach Saban, and I'll just leave it at that.
Kevin Hagan with us. He's up in New York traveling. Have you been to the Yankees game yet?
Yeah, we went again last night, and they won last night. 6 runs in the bottom of the eighth. The 2 home runs were right down there where we were. Monday night was not real pleasant when Chapman blew the game, literally with 1 strike to go for a win, and he blew the game. But last night went much better. Spent yesterday morning at Madison Square Garden. As people who know me, you know, I'm a passionate fan of the New York Rangers, so hanging out in Ranger country. So it's been a mixture of sports love, theater, restaurants, just soaking up the Big Apple, Bill.
Kevin, we'll let you get out of here. When do you start your podcast again?
I will start my podcast probably a week or two before the start of the college football season, a wrap-up kind of, you know, right in the middle of the fall practice. And I anticipate Alabama, I think that their first practice is Friday, August the 2nd. So, you know, once we get out of media days, before we know it, they'll be out on the practice field, and then we'll be able to get started the season. Of course, Alabama has that major kickoff game looming in Atlanta against the Duke Blue Devils. That's one of the bad things about this summer for Alabama fans, Bill. You know, we've had so many great kickoff matches to look forward to, and I haven't found a single Alabama fan that is excited for the Duke game other than the fact that they're going to finally see the Crimson Tide on the field. Fortunately, next year Alabama kicks off against Southern Cal, and the following year we play Miami. But it is kind of a significant bummer that Alabama starts the season with the Duke Blue Devils, and the fact that it's not Mike Krzyzewski's Duke Blue Devils, it's you-know-who's also run Blue Devil football team.
Kevin, we'll see you next week.
Hey, have a great day, everybody. And as always, roll tide from the Big Apple.